It's Tuesday, January 12th, 2016, and here are the stories we're covering this week. Google has banished several apps after finding out they were making unauthorized downloads and fake reviews in Google Play. Online video is about to get a lot more colorful as YouTube joins the likes of Netflix and Amazon with HDR video. Lumosity's brain training games deceived customers. And Microsoft has revealed details about the data it is tracking via its new operating system, Windows 10. And a father in Pembroke, Ontario, is warning parents of kids with Xboxes after his 17-year-old ran up a credit card bill of more than $8,000. These stories are coming right up. Don't go anywhere.
You've got mad skills. Now hone them. Learn new skills or improve your existing ones with online video tutorials and training from lynda.com through our special link at cat5.tv/lynda. Learn software, technology, creative and business skills you can use today to help you achieve your professional goals. Join today and start learning. We'll give you this chance to try it absolutely free with unlimited access to all of the courses. Sign up now for free, cat5.tv/lynda.
I'm Eric Kidd, and here are the top stories from category5.tv newsroom. Google has banished 13 Android apps from its Play marketplace after security researchers found the apps made unauthorized downloads and attempted to gain root privileges that allowed them to survive factory resets. One of the 13 apps, which was known as Honeycomb, has had as many as 1 million downloads before it was removed, according to researchers from Lookout, the mobile security provider that spotted the malicious entries. They said the explanation for the app's hundreds of thousands of downloads is the malware itself. First off, some of the apps are fully functioning games. Some are highly rated because they are fun to play. Mischievously, though, the apps are capable of using compromised devices to download and positively review other malicious apps in the Play Store by the same authors. This helps increase the download figures in the Play Store. Specifically, it attempts to detect if a device is rooted and, if so, copies several files to the /system partition in an effort to ensure persistence, even after a complete factory reset. The best option for removing these malicious data...
I saw what happened there. It's tricky.
I think I hit a key on that. Anyway, yeah, I think so. First step is to catching this is to back up any data worth keeping and then reflash the ROM supplied by the device maker. As always, people should remain cautious and alert when downloading Android apps and be aware that even when apps have been admitted to Google Play and receive a large number of positive reviews, there's no guarantee that they can be trusted. With big-name TV makers and movie studios all pledging to support high dynamic range, or HDR technology, it was only a matter of time until the world's biggest online video platform got in on the action, according to Mashable, YouTube's chief business officer. Confirmed, the service will soon roll out support for HDR, allowing streamers to watch videos in a lot more detail. While HDR has become a buzzword, it is likely to make a big difference to the way you watch TV and movies this year. In brief terms, HDR captures a wider range of contrast and brightness. The resulting images show greater detail in darker parts of the screen and highlights a wider range of colors, allowing you to pick out the details that you may not have noticed before. What it does mean, though, is that you will need a compatible TV or display to view YouTube's range of HDR videos the way they're meant to be viewed. LG, Sony, and Vizio will soon release the new 4K sets with high dynamic range support built-in, and PC makers are following the trend. Netflix and Amazon are on board, too, ensuring that streamers can also board the HDR bandwagon.
That ever interesting. Are you familiar with HDR technology or imagery?
I have only seen it on my Rogers email saying that, yeah. You know, I can...
Oh, it's coming.
I can sign up for it.
There. Oh, really?
Yeah.
HDR is basically... You saw the tool that we were using, Levels, how I was able to bring up the brightness of the whole scene, and it really improves things. Well, HDR takes typically three images and their different exposures. So where Adam, for example, has us right now at an exposure so that you can see our faces really well, but behind me, things are a little bit darker. So what HDR would do is it would brighten up the background and keep us also bright, and it really makes it so that you can see all the depth of the image, and usually uses the three exposures. But I wonder how they're going to do that for video. I know that there are ways to emulate it, but how do you possibly get three different exposures on the same lens?
That is going to be something.
That's, you know, my mind is not thinking about how do I watch it. My mind is thinking, how do you produce
how do you create
that?
It? Yeah.
How do you create that? Stills, sure, because you use a tripod, you hit three different exposures, and then you merge them together, and you get an HDR image. But that's really interesting. I'd be eager to see what it looks like.
Three lenses.
But then they wouldn't be lined up. Yeah, they'd have to be so precisely lined up to be able to shoot like that.
I don't know.
And if I had three lenses, I'd be shooting in like 3D. You only need two lenses for 3D, and 3D is better. Although HDR 3D, now you're talking.
The company behind brain training game Lumosity has agreed to pay $2 million to settle false marketing claims. Lumos Labs has said its games helped users perform better at work and even alleviated the symptoms of Alzheimer's disease. But the U.S. Federal Trade Commission alleged it did not have scientific evidence to back up the claims. The company must now contact all of its customers to offer them a chance to cancel their subscriptions. Launched in 2007, Lumosity consists of 40 online games purportedly designed to train specific areas of the brain. In advertising, it claimed using the games for 10 to 15 minutes, three or four times a week, could help users achieve their full potential in every aspect of life. Make me a better news reporter. It also said the games could alleviate the symptoms of dementia, stroke, and brain injuries. But the FTC's Bureau of Consumer Protection Director Jessica Rich said Lumosity preyed on consumers' fears about age-related cognitive decline. The games had been widely promoted through TV and radio ads on networks including CNN, the History Channel, and Fox News. The FTC says Lumos has also failed to disclose that some consumer testimonials on its website had been solicited through contests that promised prizes, including a free iPad. The FTC had wanted to fine Lumos Labs $50 million, but said it was accepting the smaller sum of $2 million because of the company's financial condition. The company must also offer customers an easy way to cancel their subscriptions, which range from $15 to $300. In January last year, the company said it had 70 million members worldwide.
Wow.
Microsoft has revealed details about the data it is tracking via its new operating system, Windows 10. In a blog, the firm listed statistics on how many minutes had been spent by users in total in the Edge browser and the number of photographs which had been viewed in the photo app. The firm also said that Windows 10 was now active on over 200 million devices. However, some people have questioned whether the data tracking is a threat to privacy. Since Windows 10 was launched, Microsoft has been tracking information about how those with the OS are using it. Until now, though, relatively little has been known about what data are being collected. Security expert Prof. Alan Woodward told the BBC he was interested to know the long-term plans for the data. This information may be collected for one purpose, but how long it will be stored and what else they're going to use it for is unknown. As soon as it goes outside the country, it's no longer protected by things like the country's data protection laws, and it is not clear where data relating to Windows 10 is transmitted and stored. All right. A father in Pembroke, Ontario, is holding up his latest credit card bill as a warning for parents whose children have Xboxes. Lance Perkins says he was shocked to learn he was on the hook for money after his 17-year-old son racked up thousands of dollars in online gaming charges. The costs first appeared on an earlier credit card bill, but Perkins says he didn't originally notice them. By the time the next bill arrived, the total amount owing had grown to $8,800 with interest. Xbox charges annual fees so that gamers can access multiplayer games online. There are also separate fees to purchase games, additions, and extensions. But Perkins says the business scheme is misleading, especially for a young person without a credit card of their own. Xbox does offer tips for parents to avoid unauthorized purchases by children. The console recommends creating separate Xbox accounts for each user and making a password for signing in and making purchases. And if children want to buy games on their own, the gaming system recommends parents purchase a gift card for their child rather than providing access to their credit card linked accounts.
Good advice.
Big thanks this week to Jeff Weston, Roy W. Nash, and our community of viewers for submitting stories to us. If you found a news story you'd like to send, email it to newsroom@category5.tv. For all your tech news with a slight Linux bias, visit the category5.tv newsroom at newsroom.category5.tv. For the category5.tv newsroom, I'm Eric Kidd.